I'm just a bad boy. Yo, 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 yo. All dressed up in fancy clothes, I'm taking the trouble blow my bubbles away. A very bad boy, yo, 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 yo. Life is just a bowl of cherries, I'm taking the trouble to turn. Find me there in the shade. See all them folks, they're all laughing at me. Cause I'm just naturally crazy, baby. Boy, yo, 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 yo. Life is just a bowl of cherries, I'm taking the trouble to turn my nights into
That was Steve Howland, the Mighty Man, from their brand new CD, Been Here and Gone. We just heard Bad Boy, and before that, The In Crowd. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, which is where you got to go if you heard something that you want to hear again or you missed something that you wanted to hear. Just go to CKUT.ca, look up the handy programming and archive section, and you'll find a nice little calendar right there. Find the show that you wanted and just download it. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware. We don't need access to your device. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need to know your location. It's just an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Last item here on the new release deck is ZZ Top. They have a new album called Raw, although there's no new tunes on it. It's coming out this coming Friday, July 22nd. It was recorded in connection with their Netflix documentary, The Little Old Band from Texas, from Grammy-nominated director Sam Dunn. It features an interlude that that has the band's classic lineup, of course, Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, and the late Dusty Hill. They reunited for an intimate session at Gruen Hall, the oldest dance hall still open, they say, located in New Braunfels, in the heart of the hills of Texas. And the performance served as the basis for the release of the Raw album. Yeah, the CDs, I think this movie's been on there for a while. I watched it quite some time ago. In the liner notes for the new album, Gibbons and Beard explained that the Raw sessions were in a very real way, they say, a return to our roots, just us and the music, no thousands of spectators, no T-shirt stands, no tour buses, just us and the music. We knew straight away it was a very special circumstance, all of us in the same place at the same time, and what a time it was. Their tracks were recorded in one day in an effort to keep the whole process as simple and straightforward as possible in a nod to the band's early days. Billy Gibbons served as producer along with engineers Jake Mann and GLG Main Moon. And Raw is going to be released in true memory of Dusty Hill. So now here are their stripped down versions of Blue Jeans Blues and the classic LaGrange.
Spin round and then takes us down my last shack outside the bridge. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go. I do that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. Now I might be mistaken.
into my baby and finally found my old blue jeans. I done run into my baby.
Of course, that was ZZ Top from their new CD, Raw. We just heard Blue Jeans Blues, and before that, LaGrange, and that CD will be available this coming week, and it is associated with the Netflix documentary, That Little Old Band from Texas. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Since we looked into the future and see a couple of releases that are coming out this week that aren't out yet, well, let's take a look back through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects, and start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Today being the 17th of July, we have birthdays for Spencer Davis, born back in 1941 in Swansea in Wales. Peppermint Harris, born 1925 in Texarkana, Texas. Iron and Board Sam, better known as Sammy Moore, lesser known as Sammy Moore, born 1939 in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Willie Love from the Fairfield Four, born 1925 in Birmingham, Alabama. And the 17th marks the passing of Chaz Chandler, who was a producer for The Animals and Hendrix and also played bass. Passed in 1996, he was 57 years old. And today marks the passing of John Coltrane back in 1967 at the age of 40 when he died from liver cancer. Billie Holiday also passed on this day in 1959. She was 45 years old. Sammy Myers passed in 2006 at the age of 70. And guitarist Bill Perry passed back in 2007. He was 49 years old when he passed from a heart attack. On to the 18th of July, we have a birthday for Brian Auger, born 1939 in London. Screamin' Jay Hawkins' birthday, born 1929 in Cleveland, Ohio. Lonnie Mack's birthday as well, born 1941 in Aurora, Indiana. Martha Reeves from the Vandellas, born 1941 in Eufaula, Alabama. Ian Stewart, who played piano with the Stones on many recordings, born 1938 in Scotland. Jerry Boulet passed on this day in 1990. He was 44 years old. And Bobby Fuller of I Fought the Law passed in 1966. He was 23 years old. Just after I Fought the Law became a top 10 hit, he was found dead in an automobile parked outside his Hollywood apartment. The autopsy report had both accident and suicide marks. Some commentators thought he was murdered. I don't know if it's ever been solved. Let's see. On the 19th birthday for little Freddie King, Orleans recording artist, born 1940 in Macomb, Mississippi. Phil Upchurch, born 1941 in Chicago. And the 19th marks the passing of Lefty Frizzell back in 1975. He was 47 years old when he had a stroke following years of alcohol abuse. Little Jimmy King also passed on the 19th back in 2002. He was 37 years old when a heart attack claimed him. And Thule Kupferberg from the Fugs passed in 2010. He was 86 years old. And Alan Lomax did many recordings for the Library of Congress. Passed in 2002 at the age of 87. Moving on to the 20th, birthday for Grace Brim, wife of John Brim, who played drums behind him, born 1923 in Biscoe, Arkansas. Guitarist Steve Frund, born 1952 in Brooklyn. Buddy Knox, a rockabilly artist, born 1933 in Happy, Texas. Sleepy LaBeef, born 1935 in Smackover, Arkansas. Carlos Santana, born 1947. Let's see, he's in Outland, Navarro. The 20th marks the passing of Chuck E. Weiss. Just last year, he passed at the age of 76. You know him, of course, from the song Chucky's in Love. And Extremely Cool is another tune of his own. Big Wheeler, born, passed in 1998 at the age of 68. Moving to the 21st, birthday for pianist Sonny Clark, born 1931 in Harmony, Pennsylvania. Patrick LeBlanc also called himself Pat the White for a while, born 1975 in Carlton. That was the Blues Fest I was trying to think of the other day, and I couldn't, the name just wouldn't come to mind, but there was the fest that was up in Carlton. Floyd McDaniel, guitarist from Delmark Recordings, born 1915 in Athens, Alabama. And the 21st marks the passing of Long John Baldry back in 2005. He was 64 years old. Also, Jimmy Liggins passed in 1983 at the age of 64. And Napoleon Strickland, the fife player, passed in 2001 at the age of 76. And on the 22nd, we have birthdays for George Clinton of the Parliament Funkadelic, born 1940 in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Is that right? I don't know. And the 22nd marks the passing of several people. Jessie Mae Hemphill passed in 2006. She was 82 years old. Saxman Illinois Jacquette passed in 2004 at the age of 84. Sonny Stitt passed in 1982 at the age of 58. And Philip Walker passed in 2010. He was 73 years old. And on the 23rd, the last day of birthdays for this week that we'll be going through is a birthday for champion Jack Dupree, born 1909 down in New Orleans. Another pianist, Curly Barefoot Miller, born 1920 in New Orleans as well. Percy Strother, born 1946 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And Tony Joe White, of course you know him from Polk Salad Annie, born 1943 in Oak Grove, Louisiana. A couple of people who passed on the 23rd, Floyd McDaniel, passed in 1995 at the age of 80. And Big Smokey Smothers passed in 1993. He was 64 years old. Other events from the week, let's see. It was on the 17th of July, 1939, Cab Calloway recorded the hit Jumpin' Jive. And that was considered to be the first million-selling R&B record. And it was the 17th of July in 1947 that Jack Kerouac headed out on the road. He was 25 years old, living with his widowed mother in Ozone Park, Queens. He had dropped out of Columbia, his friends had scattered, and he was working hard on his first novel, The Town and the City. He was about halfway done with his manuscript when he decided to take a little break in the form of a cross-country road trip, his very first. He planned to go all the way from New York to San Francisco, stopping in Denver to meet Allen Ginsberg. and their friend and burgeoning offbeat official beat muse, Neil Cassidy. On the way, and on July 17th, he set off, and it was this trip, mostly accomplished by bus and by hitchhiking, that would become the inspiration for his first part of On the Road. Also on this day, 1965, James Brown's Papa's Got a Brand New Bag entered the pop and R&B charts, eventually reaching number 8 on the pop and number 1 on the R&B charts. In 1967, on the 17th of July, a group of actors playing a fictional rock band called The Monkees put on a concert at the Forest Hill Tennis Stadium in New York City, and their opening act was Jimi Hendrix. 18th of July, 1923, Jelly Roll Morton recorded The Pearls, did that for the Jen Head label. 19th of July, 1929, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra recorded What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue. 1933, Lucille Bogan recorded Groceries on the Shelf, and she did that in New York City for the Perfect label. In 1956, Howlin' Wolf was in the studio with Jose Lee Canard on piano, Smokey Smothers and Hubert Sumlin on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass, and Earl Phillips on drums, and they recorded a couple of classics. They did I Asked for Water, The Natchez Burnin', and Break of Day, and they did that all for the Chess record label. In 1939, on the 19th of July, Jack Teagarden and his orchestra recorded Aunt Hagar's Blues. They did that for Columbia Records. Teagarden provided the vocal on the session, recorded in Chicago. Let's see, it was the 20th of July, 1940. The first Billboard Music Popularity Chart was introduced, and it was I'll Never Smile Again by Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey Orchestra was the very first number one single. 1963, on the 20th of July, Memphis by Lonnie Mack peaked at number 5 on the pop singles charts. Let's see, we've got on the 21st of July, 1864, the New Orleans Tribune, the first daily black newspaper, was published, and it was in both English and French. In 1946, on the 21st of July, the musical film Stormy Weather, starring Lena Horne and Bill Bojangles Robinson, Cab Calloway and Fats Waller, opened in Harlem. And here's what we're going to start off with. In 1947, 22nd of July, Big Joe Williams was in the recording studio. He had Sonny Boy Williamson on the harp, and they did this recording for Columbia Records. Here's Big Joe Williams and Baby, Please Don't Go.
well, I just be in the field flying, and, you know, and songs come to me, you know, different things. Well, Smokestack Lightning means a train, you know, that runs on the rail, you know. A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people's, it's got a little smokestack about that long, and
yeah, but
some of them.
Asked for water.
Yeah, I played it. I asked the woman for some water.
Right. Well, she brought you that gasoline. Now,
well, she was mad with me, you know, when she brought me.
Sure, really?
Yeah, you know? She brought me. Well, what I mean, you see, she said I'll kick your saucer, but I had to put it. She gave me gasoline, you know. I stayed out all night, you know what I mean, running around at some other broads, you know. And I come in and say, baby, would you give me a drink of water? She meant, I said, Smokestack Lightning. I asked for water, you know.
Oh, I asked her for water. Gasoline. Oh, asked her for water. Oh, she brought me gasoline. That's the turbulence woman.
The Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique is back with its free outdoor programming from July 9th to the 24th in Montreal. Meet at the Patière in the Quartier des Spectacles and on the new L'Esplanade Tranquille. For the first time, a second scene for twice as many concerts and free activities for the whole family. On the program, concerts, open-air workshops, DJ sets, restaurants with tropical flavors, and don't forget the Timbuktu Market. Discover the festival like you've never seen it before. Programming on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
I'm Watermelon Slim. This is the place to get up close and personal with the blues, just like this here.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Willie Dixon. These are heist the insane asylum. Insane asylum. Saw my baby out there. I said, please come back to me, darling. What in the world are you doing here? And then the little girl, she raised up her head. Tears were streaming down from her eyes. She looked up at me and beat on the world that the little said.
Save me, save me. Shady pass. I don't think I'll harm the mama. I get in and I'll get mad. She got a big rear window. Blow the shadows open wide. If I bring her some gin, she'll let me slip inside. She got a big rear window where the shadows open wide. She got a big rear window. When her shadows open wide, and if I bring her something, no girl will let me slip inside. If I bring her a little gin, she'll let me slip inside. If I bring her a little taste, she'll let me slip inside.
Where this myth ends and reality begin. Between rock and roll are the hard lessons of the blues.
People try to warn him, don't go across those tracks. Train will bring me back. she got those blues. She get up 50s, breaking all the rules. He's a boy who stole the blues, and the blues made him pay. It's in fame to punish him. You know they share the magic gift, but it never did return. No, that's why they got so mixed. He went up to the mountain of Memphis and recorded on a label called Sun. Yes, he did. He soared so high, you know he came and died. Listen, people, he's a boy who stole the blues, and the blues made him pay. It's his fame to punish him. That bitch got his sheet on play.
That was Mighty Mo Rogers from 2016, and from his CD Red, White, and Blues, we heard The Boy Who Stole the Blues. Talking a little bit about Elvis Presley there and his influence on the blues artists at the time. And let's see, Philip Walker before that, from a CD simply entitled Blues, we heard Big Rear Window. That's out on High Tone Records from 1998. Before that, Long John Baldry reprising a Willie Dixon classic that was originally a duet done with Coco Taylor. So he brought along Kathy McDonald to handle the Coco Taylor role on Insane Asylum. One of my favorite tunes from both of them, actually, from Willie Dixon and from Long John Baldry. And that came from the CD On Stage Tonight, Baldry's Out. And that's available from Stony Plain Records. It was done in 1993. Before that, we went back to 1956 for Howlin' Wolf, and I asked for water, she gave me gasoline, and they quite generously gave us a little bit of bonus with the box set from Howlin' Wolf when Chess Records put that together, and they gave us a few snippets of conversations with Howlin' Wolf in the studio, and in this one he talked about the genesis of that song, and somehow getting gasoline when his lady friend was annoyed with him. Let's see, and we kicked that off with Big Joe Williams from 1947, and he had Sonny Boy Williamson providing a harp for Baby Please Don't Go.
Well, let's take a look and see what's going on around town if you want to get out and do some things. Well, this one you don't even have to go out for the first one. Coming up on Tuesday, the Media Fête Odette Concert Bénéfice. It's an online event with Patrick Hutchinson and Odette, a.k.a. the Media. And they're going to play a bunch of originals and cover tunes direct from their homes. You can get that from the Facebook link, and I guess you get it from Patrick Hutchinson's Facebook page. Also on Tuesday, Bud Rice and Frisco Lee are going to be live at Quai des Brumes at 4481 Saint-Denis Street, just below Mont-Royal. Ben Racine Band giving a free concert, but it's out in Gatineau. So you have to go to that, to the Place de la Cité. And that's a free show at 7 o'clock in Gatineau. On Wednesday, there's another free show here out at Côte-Saint-Luc at Trudeau at Centennial Park at Mackel and Einstein with Craig Morrison's band Vintage Wine going to be doing a show there. That's at 7 p.m. as well. And in case of rain, it says the concert's going to be held in the Harold Greenspan Auditorium. Rain passes will be made available. Let's see. Coming up on Thursday, the Melodic Flat Sharps trio. That's Martin Ruiz's other project. That's on Thursday from 6:30 till 9 at La Brasserie at 2522 Beaubien East. On Friday, July 22nd, Martha Wainwright giving a show at the Théâtre de Verdure at 3939 Avenue de la Parc de la Fontaine. It's right in the park there. You can't miss that. It's one of the only buildings on the street. Also on Friday, Une Heure de Swing, a little bit of swing music at La Brasserie at 2522 Beaubien Est. And if you feel like driving out to Saint-Didas, you have a super spectacle with Jim Zeller at Les Tousards at 1047 Chemin de l'Anodière in Saint-Didas. On Saturday, let's see, JK Custom Guitars down in St. Henry's having a, St. Henry, I think that's actually in the Point. Oh, St. Henry. St. Ferdinand is where they are. Yeah, on Saturday, they're doing a setup workshop. Electric or acoustic guitar setup workshop, and you will be leaving that with a set of tools that you used in setting up your guitar. So I guess the money goes to paying for your instruction and the tools. That's in the afternoon, 1 o'clock. I think it's at 5 o'clock on the thing, but I guess it runs 1 to 5 or something like that. Also on Saturday is Smoke Spell album launch, and Eric Fine's country band and Chris Danger all at the Wheel Club, 3373 Cavendish. And it says the night will begin with our good old friend Chris Von Danger doing his country solo thing, and up next, terrific Eric Fine's country band. And Smoke Spell closes the night and send you guys home with a head banging and hollering. And then all of that for $10. Let's see. That's the main ones for this week. I'll get into next week's stuff afterwards. I won't bother listening to them all now. Let's see, in the bars, if you head over to Bistro Jojo on Saint-Denis Street, it is, of course, Sunday night, so it's La Messe Jojo. Monday, Freddie Freedom. Tuesday, Mick Martel is in. Wednesday, Marc Fecteau is in. Thursday, Dwayne Dixon does the 5-9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday, it switches. Joe Hell does the 5-9, followed by One Love. And Saturday, it's Dan O'Peace and One Love that takes the stage. And then Sunday, back to André Dupré and Jean Milaev doing the 5-9, followed by La Messe à Jojo. Upstairs Bar this week has a little blues for you on Thursday with the Sean McPherson Band, two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Brutopia, let's see, for the live music things this week, they have on Thursday, Johnny Owen, on Friday, Squirrel Jam, and Saturday, the Wickermen are in. Let's see, Barfly, it is Sunday night, so of course they have their traditional Bluegrass Night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietsma. You get some blues also at Modavi, a restaurant in Old Montreal, down to the corner of St. Paul and St. Laurent, when Dwayne Dixon takes the stage on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays, and then on Friday or Saturday, you have Graham Chambers in as well. Let's see, Diaz Owens, you've got Kim Richardson is in tonight again. She's back, I guess, their normal jazz fest schedule was a little bit hectic, I guess, so she's back in her regular spot on Sunday nights. Smoke Meat Pete, of course, music all the time, and they're at 283 Premier Avenue in Il Perro. And I put a link up there, so Pete's got his whole schedule listed on his on a graphic on his page. And let's see, at the House of Jazz this week, Snooks Dawson's in tonight, and then on Thursday, Derek Falls is going to be in, and then Friday, Michelle Sweeney will be in. Let's see, we got some jam nights going on as well. On Sundays, you have Jam Now au Milieu at 1251 Rue Robin, right downtown near the Village area. And I put links there because I think they probably want you to get in touch first to get in to jam in there. Brutopia has their open mic on Sundays as well, 1219 Crescent Street. Bar de Courcelles also put mic on Sunday as well, 4685 Notre Dame at the corner of de Courcelles. Billy Buck at 3135 Masson open mic on Sunday. And let's move to Tuesdays now. Nobody seems to have one on Monday yet. Tuesday, Barfly has their open mic at 9:30. And you have to put your name on the list if you want to play. Wednesdays, let's see. This week, July 20th, hosted by Cliff Stevens. So we'll be finishing the night off with a tune from Cliff. The Duffy's is, of course, at 1060 Chemin Héron in Dorval. There's also open mic at L'Orbit at 406 Notre Dame East. And it's the host there is Kevin Sanson. Open mic at the Barbière, Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont. That started started way back in March now, and they've been still going at it. There's a new one that popped up now, Benelux in Verdun, the Benelux Brasserie Artisanale at 4026 Wellington now has an open mic from 7 to 8:30. So I guess you got to get in touch with them if you want to be a participant there. I put the links up for their jams as well, so you can get in touch with them. I think you got to be on the list to play. Thursdays, Mariposa has their open mic thing. They're at 5434 Côte-Saint-Luc Road. Get your name in. That's by 6 o'clock because they draw for names at 6:25, and there's a maximum of 20 performers. Mayfair Tavern, 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire, and Denny Snyder is back hosting the blues jam there on Thursday nights. There is a, the Atlantic Pub and Eatery at 36 McDougall Street East in Alexandria, Ontario, has their jam as well. And Fridays, the Brasserie du Nick has a blues jam, and this week the host is the Cat Elliott Blues Band. There's a jam night at the Insiders Cafe, which is located at 4451 Saint-Denis. And bring your own instruments, of course. And I put a link up for that as well. It's on Fridays from 7:30 till 9. There's the Phoenix has a Friday night jam as well at the restaurant Basile, 72 St. Anne Street in St. Anne de Bellevue. And on Saturdays, the Mayfair Tavern has an open mic night as well. I already mentioned that they're at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire. Let's see, there are some blues swing dance nights as well. On Sundays, you have Les Dimanches Rock and Roll at Little Noir at 1649 Saint-Denis Street. Les Mardis 88 Swing at Chez Ernest at 6596 Saint-Hubert as well from 8 o'clock on. on Tuesdays, Les Mardis Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good and Ecole de Danse Jive Studio. That's at Les Enfants du Rock at 1550 Mont-Royal Est. And Thursdays, you get two bands for this one all the time these days, it seems like. The Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers, who are just up at Tremblant this week. They play on Thursdays, and then at 10 o'clock on theirs, they have the Chemalcohols coming in for to do a set in there as well. So that's going to be great stuff. And let's close the night out, as I said, with the tune here from Cliff Stevens. He's going to be hosting the jam this Wednesday at Duffy's in Dorval. So here is the title track to his latest CD, Better Days. Have yourselves a great week.
Despair, saw a child crying, it's more than I can bear. But I know we're all going to see better days. I know they're coming soon, better days. So many gone, but we know what we gotta do. Keep on going until there's better days. I know they're coming, better days. Gonna be good times coming soon, better days.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy, and I'm here representing for the crews, DJ Blaster and Mystical Flex, and we are July the 17th, 2022. I just got back from the King K album release party. Lots of events yesterday. We had a big show down at Blue Dog. We got more shows coming up for local acts. We got Belmont. DJ Blast will be there on Thursday. Definitely go check that out. You got Blaster at the Alliance game on Friday plus Saturday. He's down in Ottawa for a boat ride, man. It's on my soapcase. I got a little something for you, too. But my community people, West Haven, has their 50-year anniversary. We're doing something in the park for August the 20th. And we also have the day after Ill Groove Garden's anniversary, 25 years deep on this radio station. We're doing it big on the 21st. We're doing it live. More info to come, but definitely keep it locked for that. Plus, we got me out in Nova Scotia. So my Scotians look out. I'm coming your direction. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss Caravan Weekend. But DJ Blast is going to be there. Don't worry. DJ Blast, you're going to represent for us. He got lots of events going on down there. Keep it locked. We're going up until midnight.